Southeast Radio's Business Matters with Carl Fitzpatrick.
Well, the Small Firms Association has joined forces with Skillnet Ireland for this year's Mentors Work Programme. Mentors Work 2024 will match SME owners with experienced mentors to help them to navigate some of the challenges which they face and to explore opportunities for growth. David Broderick is a director with the Small Firms Association, and he joins us now to discuss the benefits of mentoring, especially with Irish SMEs facing significant challenges with regard to rising business costs. David, as a director of the Small Firms Association, you're ideally placed to gauge the business sentiment right now. So how would you describe it?
Good morning, Carl. Thanks for having me on. To be honest with you, Carl, there's a lot of our members that we speak to right now. They're running viable businesses, but they're extremely vulnerable. They're tired. It feels like we've bounced out of a COVID crisis into an energy crisis. And I suppose the feeling at the moment is a lot of the difficulties that we have at the moment, Carl, are kind of government imposed, where you've got changes in regulations around statutory sick pay, around the move from minimum wage to living wage, which is a chunky increase on costs. And all the time, their general input costs have soared. And I think for the smaller companies especially, they really feel they've kind of nowhere to turn. They can't pump up their prices or, you know, add these costs and send them on to the consumer in the majority of cases. So tired, weary and vulnerable at the moment. So we really are looking for some further support from government and in general a pause to a lot of the regulations that are happening at the moment.
So talk to us about the type of supports that you would like government to introduce and what specific elements need to be paused in your opinion?
Yeah, well, I mean, some of the changes that are happening at the moment, I mean, look, I'll take it first in terms of the supports. We need targeted supports. There was the increase of cost of doing business grant announced in the budget 2024. And while that's very welcome and it's a chunky piece of money, we need to get more targeted and specific to those who are at risk. I mean, the government brought out a report recently on the cumulative effect of the cost of all these labour changes on business. So while that's an acknowledgement, and it is a strong acknowledgement of the pressures that businesses are going through, we now need to see action. I suppose, look, targeted support, I mean, us in the SFA are certainly calling for a PRSI rebate, and that would kind of target, I suppose, when you look at the increases in the minimum wage and the living wage, there's certain businesses that are most exposed. And we think some sort of targeted PRSI rebate to affect those businesses will go a long, long way for those companies who are being affected a little bit more than most. And I suppose, look, that's the money side of things. We always say that the small firms that we deal with, they're very poor on two things, which is their time and their cash flow. So the other area that we would look at is to look at the regulations that are coming in. And if you're not going to pause them, which is what we're looking for, certainly stress test these regulations and look at, I suppose, a regulatory impact assessment to see what effect is any more regulation going to have on small businesses.
And in terms of impending regulations that you're looking to have paused, what are you most concerned about that's coming down the track?
I think the move from minimum wage to living wage is concerning in that, and first of all, I want to say, Carl, a lot of my members aren't paying minimum wage because, quite frankly, they wouldn't get the employees at that. So they are paying significantly above the minimum wage in a lot of areas. But if we keep moving at the velocity that we plan to move at, that's going to be highly problematic. And I think businesses kind of will close if there isn't a pause put on some of those moves in terms of the timing of it. Our members are supportive, of course, of you know, we look after our employees, they're our most valuable assets, and we know that. But in terms of how that gets paid for, you know, at some point we are going to get to a breaking point, and I think that breaking point is coming very, very soon. In terms of unsustainable costs going forward.
And as a means of attempting to address at least some of these issues, the Small Firms Association has teamed up with Skillnet Ireland for this year's Mentor Works programme. So what's that all about?
Yeah, I mean, look, I said at the start in terms of the time and cash flow, I think, you know, when business owners are caught up in the day-to-day, and a lot of them have, they've had to let staff go to try and curb costs, They're now back, whether that be packing the vans or out on the shop floor or doing whatever that needs to be. The beauty of the Mentors Work Programme is it allows that business owner time to take their head up, you know, apply to the programme and talk to a mentor that is tailored for their business who has been through this process before, and allow them to give that bit of breathing space to work on their business as opposed to be in their business. So they would apply and a mentor would be assigned to them based on the particular needs, and they would go through a process there over 12 weeks and they would work with their mentor depending on, you know, what area of their business they've identified that they need the support. So whether that be, there's four pillars at the moment, there's finance and growth, there's people and leadership, there's digitization and automation and business processes. Now, there's not many other business problems that can't be categorized under one of those categories. And, you know, during the application process, they identify where they need the need, where the need is for their particular outcomes. And then they're matched up with a mentor and they will meet with that mentor, as well as the one-to-one sessions that they have with the mentor. There's a lot of workshops and other material and advice and guidance along the way that will support the business owner. And of course, business leadership is a very lonely place. So when you have a mentor through the Mentors Work Programme, they're able to kind of give you that fresh perspective and a fresh look on things and allow you to have another look at your strategy or your ideas, actually. In a lot of these cases, they're ideas in their head as opposed to, you know, words on a paper in terms of strategy, and give you the pointers to get you going again in the right direction.
Many of our listeners will be aware that the local enterprise offices operate a mentor program as well. So how does the Mentor Works program differ from what's being offered through their local enterprise offices?
Well, I mean, there's two things in terms of look, the local enterprise office do a fantastic job. They really do. I think there's such a need at the moment, Carl, where there's room for everybody within that space. And we would work kind of closely. And there's definitely crossover between some of our mentors. I mean, we look at specific areas within that mightn't fall into other categories. Through programs, I suppose the big difference for us, we would feel, of course, and again, I can't talk well enough of the local enterprise offices, it's the tailored element of Mentors Work that we feel is so useful. So whereby, you know, we're not strict in our criteria. Many a time they would come on looking at one particular problem, and then as speaking to the mentor, they would realize that problem branches out into another area. And I suppose the mentors that we have, they're able to adapt and move on with it within the scope that they have just by the initial application. So it's really the tailored element, I suppose, that we would pride ourselves on.
And in terms of eligibility, what businesses can apply for assistance, and do those businesses have to be a member of the SFA?
No, they don't. But as I said, all businesses need whatever advice and guidance that they get. So obviously, of course, I would strongly urge them to be a member of the SFA. But no, the quick answer, Carl, is as long as you have between 1 and 250 employees, you can apply to the programme. This year, there's 1,000 fully funded spaces available to get going on the programme. And I should say then as well, once you go through and you complete the Mentors Work programme, there is the option afterwards to avail of consultancy services or team training, which again is bespoke for you or your organization or your leadership team, and that is 70% funded as well through the Mentors Work program. So it's not just about the initial 12 weeks, there's plenty more opportunities afterwards. I also do want to stress that it's not just the business leader. This is for business leaders or their leadership team. And again, I think, you know, we are so pressed for time, but it's important that there is that piece of work that always needs to be done. I was speaking to one company during the week, and for them, it just happened to be a bit around compliance, where they're saying to me, look, I'm so busy with X and Y. You know, I'm nervous about my compliance. Am I set up? Am I compliant? So they came onto the program, they applied, and they were matched with a mentor whose background was in compliance, who was able to come into their business, look at what they currently have, suggest tweaks that were made. So on the first session, that's what happened. And then a few weeks later, they came back, you know, to have their session, look at what changes were made, any questions that they have, and again, implement and make those changes over time.
Finally, David, we started the interview this morning by looking at some of the challenges facing Irish SMEs right now. But what advice do you have for the small business owners that are listening to this morning's show?
We have to be honest with ourselves. Small business owners are passionate about what they do. They got into their business because they were passionate about whether that was making food or whether that was making signs or doing a specific service. There is so much help out there. My one bit of advice is there's so much help. Pick up the phone, ring the SFA, you know, apply to the Mentors Work Program. But to be able to just have the wherewithal, you can get caught up in trying, as I said, getting the wages in the bank or making the sale. You need to step back and take that time to work on your business as opposed to in your business, and it will pay dividends for you. Don't let it go. Don't let things go on where it's too late. And you haven't gone on to Mentors Work to look at your finances, how you're structured, how you're invoicing, any of that sort of thing. Take the step back, use the supports, whether it be through the Mentors Work program, through your local enterprise office, or through the SFA. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter. We're all here to support small businesses.
Well, if you've just tuned in, that was David Broderick, Director of the Small Firms Association, and I would echo David's views about the value of SME owners engaging the services of a mentor.
Southeast Radio's Business Matters with Carl Fitzpatrick.